Deedy,
Sunny said, which meant something like, I almost forgot about the archival library. And she followed her siblings through the flap in the tent. As soon as the Baudelaire orphans stepped inside, they saw that Madame Lulu had made quite a few preparations for her escape with the children, and it made them very sad to think that she would never return to the fortune-telling tent to collect the things she had waiting for her. Her disguise kit was all packed up again and waiting by the door so she could take it with her. There was a cardboard box standing next to the cupboard, filled with food that could be eaten on the journey. And laid out on the table, next to Madame Lulu's replacement crystal ball and various parts of the lightning device she had dismantled, was a large piece of paper that was badly torn and looked very old, but the Baudelaire saw at once that it could help them.
It's a map, Violet said. It's a map of the Mortmain Mountains. She must have had it among her papers.
Klaus put his glasses on and peered at it closely.
Those mountains must be very cold this time of year, he said. I didn't realize the altitude was so high. Never mind the altitude, Violet said. Can you find the headquarters Lulu was talking about?
Let's see, Klaus said.
There's a star next to Plath Pass. But the key says that a star indicates a campground.
Key?
Sunny asked.
This chart in the corner of the map is called a key, Klaus explained. You see? The map maker explains what each symbol means so the map doesn't get too cluttered. There's a black rectangle there in the Richter range, she said. See, over in the east? A black rectangle indicates hibernation grounds, Klaus said. There must be quite a few bears in the Mortmain Mountains. Look, there are 5 hibernation grounds near Silent Springs, and a large cluster of them at the top of Porcity Peak. And here, Violet said, in the Valley of 4 Drafts, where it looks like Madame Lulu spilt coffee.
Valley of 4 Drafts, Klaus said.
VFD,
Sunny cried. The Baudelaires peered together at the spot on the map. The Valley of 4 Drafts was high up in the Mortmain Mountains, where it would be very cold. The stricken stream began there, and wound its way down to the sea in sagging curves through the hinterlands, and the map showed many, many hibernation grounds along the way. There was a small brown stain in the centre of the valley, where 4 gaps in the mountains came together, and where Lulu had probably spilled coffee, but there were no markings for a headquarters or for anything else.
"Do you think it means something?" Violet asked. "Or is it just a coincidence, like all the VFDs we've come across?"
"I thought the V in VFD stood for volunteer," Klaus said. "That's what we found written on a page of the Quagmire notebooks, and it's what Jacques Snicket said."
"Winnow?"
Sunny asked, which meant, "But where else could the headquarters be? There's no other marking on the map."
"Well, if VFD is a secret organization," Violet said, "they might not put their headquarters on a map."
"Or it could be marked secretly," Klaus said, and leaned in to take a good look at the stain.
"Maybe this isn't just a stain," he said. "Maybe it's a secret marking. Maybe Madame Lulu put some coffee here on purpose, so she could find the headquarters, but nobody else could."
"I guess we'll have to travel there," Violet said with a sigh, "and find out."
"How are we going to travel there?" Klaus said. "We don't know where the fan belt is."
"We might be missing some parts," Violet replied, "but that doesn't mean we should give up. I can build something else."
"You sound like an inventor," he said.
Violet smiled and took her hair ribbon out of her pocket.
"I am an inventor," she said. "I'll look around here and see if there's anything else we can use. Klaus, you look under the table at the archival library."
"We'd better get out of the clothes we're sharing," Klaus said, "or we can't do 2 things at once."